All righty. Hey, welcome everybody to the call. It is the May 13th. This is our Friday call that we do every single Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern. I want to welcome all of you that are brand new to SLG and just tuning into this call for the first time. Encourage you to put it in your calendar and plan to tune in live to help you stay connected. And you can listen to the replays as well. And we do archive a lot of the calls, not all of them, but a lot of them are archived on slgteam.com under the SLG University. I highly encourage all of you, I think I posted this in Slack yesterday, but to go back and listen to the call last week with Jerry Perkins. So good, just kind of sharing that they did 23,000 last month, but just really more than that, a lot of the nuggets that Jerry shared last week. Cannot stress enough how good that call was. So it'll also be archived on SLG Team. You can listen to it. But a lot of great nuggets just for, you know, all the basics for selling final expense that we touch on all the time. But Jerry did such a good job. So I want to encourage everybody to definitely go back. And that can a call you can listen to over and over again. So great call last week. I know David posted this, but we, for those of you that are new, we do something called a 1% club. And really the reason we call it that is it's really all about our mindset is trying to get 1% better, a little bit better. That's how you master anything is by just, you know, small daily improvements. And so the 1% club for us is just about just being intentional because, you know, one thing we believe is that you don't automatically get better, right? You can get older, but you don't automatically get better. And so older is going to come no matter what, but getting better requires being intentional. And so the 1% club is just kind of our way to say, you know, what we believe in is trying to be intentional to grow. And so it's really revolves around reading. And so we pick a book, and of course you can read anything you want to read, but we just love to share in there. So, but mainly this month we're reading Obsessed or Be Average. Whether you love or hate Grant Cardone, if you ever heard him, I mean, you know, my approach to learn to reading is I never have to be 100% with everything, but I can pick up nuggets and things that help me, you know, and challenge my thinking. And so that it's a great book. It's easy read, but if you haven't got it, check it out. Last month we read Max Out, which was also amazing. So we just pick different books. So if you're brand new, you want to be a part of that channel, we can add you, but that's the book that we're reading. So I just wanted to mention that. We are in the process very early on of testing a new final expense lead. I just mentioning this to mainly let you know that we want to always be testing and learning different things. We feel like that's part of our responsibility is to try different things. But we want to make sure we measure something that it is profitable before we really share it with all of you. So if we don't feel like we get a good profitable return, as well as speed to profitability, because when it comes to leads, the two things we look at is, you know, what is our cost, our customer acquisition cost? What does it cost us to get sales on average? What's our closing ratio? But again, the ratio depends on what you pay for a lead. But what's it costing to get a sale? And then what is our speed to get a sale? And so we want to kind of take a look at that, willing to pay up for leads if you can sell, make sales faster, but we want to make sure it is a profitable return. So we're testing that. Was hoping to be a little farther along, but it was the campaign and media and all the stuff we did, it's taken a little while to get up and going. So hopefully next week we'll have better feedback on that. And if it's not profitable, then it's not profitable. We just like to be transparent and say, look, you know, we want to constantly be trying different things. But we have lots of, you know, lead vendors as well. You know, so if you're brand new, you know, you go on SLG Team, you're going to see you can order leads. You can also go to different lead vendors. Our goal is really just to provide options because if you're doing telesales or even field sales and you're selling off of leads, you've got to have leads. You got to have options. And so we want to provide different options for people. And our real goal is really to just provide leads that we provide that you can't necessarily go do on your own. So there's lots of different lead vendors out there. We have several on our website. There's other ones, of course, that aren't even on there. our goal is to sell insurance. Our goal is to help you sell insurance, and you need leads to do that if you're selling on a lead system. And so there's lots of great lead vendors out there you can do, but the leads we provide, it's the reason that we want to provide them is simply because it's maybe a lead that you as an individual agent can't access or access at the right price. And so that's the reason that we provide it. Other than that, we don't really care. We don't want to be in the lead business. We want to sell life insurance. But we may possibly have another lead that we start offering because it is something that you can't necessarily go do on your own. All that being said, you know, I love what Jerry said last week. His attitude, there's no perfect lead. His attitude is all leads are bad. And it's his job to make a lead good. And I love that mindset because it's really the truth. We've sold, I was talking with Ryan Brooks about this, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, like just there's really only so many different types of leads. You can get into the nuances, but whether it comes from telemarketer, whether it comes from, you know, an internet lead or whether it comes from, you know, a TV ad, there's only so many different leads. There's direct mail, but direct mail doesn't work well for if you're doing telesales because you don't have the ability to go door knock the ones that don't have phone numbers and the cost is so high. So it works for field sales, but it's very difficult cost-wise to make it work on a telesales. But there's only so many different types of leads, and there's no perfect lead, and it's really our job as the agent to go make a lead good. And I love what Jerry shared on that last week. And one of the things that Dave and I realized, we were just, I mean, we say this all the time, but we were even talking about this the other day in the office that, you know, even us, like if, and we have sold, I mean, I was looking, we've literally now have thousands of clients that we sold, more than that, but I mean, over the phone, just personally ourselves. And, you know, as many sales as we've made, if we're not in the right headspace when we're dialing leads, we will miss the good sales because maybe we get down and we don't. And that's the way this game is. It's if you're not in the right headspace, when you get a perfect lead, when you get the lead that's really interested, that's excited to be talking to you, if we're not in the right frame of mind, we miss them. And I think all of us do. And so the way I was talking, Dave and I were talking about this, but the way I kind of think about leads is it's a real fine line because, you know, it's we play golf, we talk about golf all the time, and one thing as a golfer you never want to do is start blaming your clubs, right? You never want to blame the putter, for example. You don't, because if you start taking that mindset, that's what a lot of agents do, is they get so down on leads. Not, and I'm not saying leads don't matter and quality doesn't change and batches don't change. Absolutely they do, right? You can, from this very same vendor or from the very same batch, one day you can have a great batch of leads, the next day they're not as good. So we're not saying that, but at the end of the day, if as a golfer I start blaming the putter, then I have no chance, right? That doesn't mean, though, that you don't, that as a golfer, I don't need to change it up every now and then. And what made me think about this, David knows, I've been playing pretty good for a while, but not putting the ball real well. It's not a technical thing, but I went back, and I've got a lot of putters, and I went back to a putter that's not near as good, not near as high quality as other putters that I have. It's way old. If from a technology standpoint, you're like, that's not a good putter. That's a cheap lead. But when I grabbed it and I started going out, all of a sudden it was fresh and new. And I never really was saying, hey, it was the putter's fault that I wasn't putting. But the freshness or the newness of an old putter of mine, all of a sudden I'm like confidently rolling the ball. And I really believe as an agent, I believe there's a lot of similarities in selling, especially what we're doing in golf, even if you're not a golfer. There's just a lot of similarities. But, you know, it's okay, I guess, what I've come to realize is even the best agent sometimes, it's okay to switch your putter, right? Doesn't mean you don't want to take the mindset of there's something wrong with the leads, because here's the thing. People will text, well, how are these leads working? Well, how are these leads working? And at any given time, there's somebody writing $10,000 to $20,000 on that particular lead source, but then another agent might be hitting a little dry spell on those. And, you know, yes, it could be bad batch leads, but sometimes it can get in our head too. And Ryan's been a producer for a long time. And he even says, like, the minute a lead gets in your head, it's really hard to overcome that. And this is just a part of our business, so that's why I'm talking about it. Again, we just want to sell life insurance. And so if we're not trying to push any particular type of lead, we want to provide all the options we can. But at the end of the day, there's only so many different options out there. But sometimes we can make a change from one lead to the other. And I don't mean every day changing, but if occasionally you need to mix it up, it's okay, do it. Because sometimes it doesn't mean there was necessarily anything wrong with that lead, right? It doesn't mean there's necessarily anything wrong with you, but sometimes the freshness. I know when we were selling primarily, well, always in the field, but doing more annuities. You know, I would do a lot of traveling, and I'd be training other agents and doing things. But I would go to a different state, and what I realized was the lead I was selling, for example, in wherever new market or whatever, it's really the same exact person I'm sitting down with in the market I'm used to working in. But sometimes the freshness of it was like exciting and fresh, even though it's really the same lead. I mean, it really was. But that freshness, it helped. And so being in telesales, and we've sold, I mean, we've literally sold, and I mean, David's been a 50,000 a month producer with every type of lead, right? Anytime we're zoned in the right headspace with any, like we're going to go today, we'll sell our $4 leads. Right, if we're zoned in, we're going to sell, $2,000 to $3,000 a premium, definitely between the two of us, but a lot of times it'll be a $4,000 or $5,000 day. If we're zoned in and we're really hunting and we're in the right headspace and we're working. And so it really doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to just say here is that all leads, like Jerry said, there's no perfect lead, but the main thing is you do need leads. And in order to write $20,000 of business, guess what? You need more leads than you do to write $10,000 in business. Or if you to write $10,000, you need more than to write $5,000. And so the biggest thing is you got to protect your mindset, because like Ryan said, if a lead gets in your head, right? I mean, then maybe you need to switch over. Maybe you need to pivot back and forth. If you've been selling telemarketed leads, I mean, we Dave and I sold telemarketed leads for 18 months straight. And while there was issues with quality and all that, like sometimes it's good to pivot over and try a new lead. And so, even within telemarket leads, we've got a couple different vendors you can choose from, get them, change them up or whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, that the freshness, does help sometimes. But the biggest thing is you got to protect your mindset in this business. You got to stay focused. You got to be in the right headspace, because it doesn't matter. I mean, the leads we're talking about testing, they're going to be super, super premium leads. And here's the thing, if you're going to take those kind of leads, you got to make sure you're in the right headspace when you're dialing them, or else you can burn through money pretty quickly in this business. So that's the most important thing. So anyway, just a quick little update on that. I kind of rambled on a little bit. David, I'm going to let you piggyback off of that. And let me see here. If you are available, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I got you.
Man, that's so good, because that's kind of what I was going to touch on, so it worked out perfect, was it's just about being in the right headspace. So much of this business is, getting that lead at the right time. They may be interested, but it could be the wrong time. Then following up. And if you run into a string of those, like Rich said, it can be a little bit frustrating, just like if you go out in any type of sales business. This is just sales in general. I don't care how you sell, whether it's, online, over the phone, or face-to-face. These types of things happen. Just like in life, you have to learn how to overcome certain things, and most of the time, it's just overcoming what's in between the ears, which is why the 1% Club is so good, because in almost every book that you read from someone who's successful, just passing on what they know, a lot of it is about, staying in the right mind space, set a million different ways. And it's good because you get to grab those nuggets. And then really, when you're dialing every day, it's like expediting a master's degree in sales, because it's about overcoming rejection. That's a part of the business, because it's easy to hang up. Just like, think about it. If you're having a not so great day because life just happens, well, it's a lot easier to go to work and show your frustration and lose sales, because it's easy to show emotion over the phone and not care. It would be a lot more difficult to be an absolute jerk face to face. right? It'd be awkward. You would overcome that. So when you're over the phone, sometimes you got to learn to hit reset. Life happens. Distractions happen. And so it's about learning, you know, 1%. Okay, when I'm having a tough day, I understand I may not make 300 dials, but when the dials that I make, I want them to be high quality, because all it takes is one person to answer for you to make a good day, right? So, and I'm guilty of it too. I had to remind myself. I constantly have to remind myself, to be honest with you, because life just happens. But hey, you know, it's not about the quantity of dials that I'm about to make. I need to make quality dials. I've missed so many sales, so many opportunities to help somebody just because I wasn't in the right space. Not because of a lead, just because of life. But then leads will happen. But you know what? It all goes back to just hit reset. You look at one day, you grow from it, and then the next day, you hit reset. If you're having things that go on, distractions, learn something that is helpful for you. Like for me, I go take a walk. And I said this before, I'll go take a quick lap or whatever it may be, get outside just to hit, you know, that works for me. So don't be tied up, dials, dials, dials. Yes, it's always be dialing. But, you know, you got to get to the point where you're actually helping somebody, right? Don't miss those low-hanging fruits just because, you know, distractions. It's all about focus, about being in the right space. And like Rich said, yes, and leads, you know, we've tried them all, sold them all. They all go up and down. And all it takes is, if you're one person to answer that was actually looking out of, and it's a good day, just one. But sometimes it takes all day to find that one person. Sometimes it takes a call and book a good appointment and follow up with that person same day. How good are you at following up? So all of these things, that's why every piece of the business is so important to be successful. But all it comes down to is consistency and just stay in the right space. Consistency, stay in the right mind space. And this is the greatest business in the world. I don't know where you can go work anywhere that you want to with the freedom that you want to, right, and an opportunity to help people from anywhere. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's a great business. And these little things will make you better and better, right? Like they say in golf, or you know, being successful mentally is 90% of it. Golf, even Tiger Woods talked about how everybody on tour has all the talent in the world. The difference is your mental mindset. And that's the same in everything. So that's another reason why I love the 1% Club. We're learning from one another. That's why I like SLG. We're all learning from one another. And these are the types of things that really make a big difference. You're already putting in the activity. So if you're putting in the work, what's just one simple thing to make you a little bit better? Oh, I'm going to focus on my mindset this week. I'm really going to dive in. I'm going to really focus on, hey, get past it. Start over. Get past it. Start over. Find something that works for you. I saw Jerry and Cheeky go on a walk, and they posted it in Slack, and it was awesome. You know, that's the lifestyle business. So that's why this community is so powerful. We're taking little things that work for us personally, sharing it because, you know, we all learn in different ways. And so that it's a powerful thing. And just if you just take one thing from this call, right, just take one nugget and implement it today and this week, and I promise you, if you do it every day, do it every week, you'll find something that improves your business. So that's what it's all about. Always be dialing, stay consistent, and finding ways just to make you a little bit better each and every day. You're already putting in the work. So I'll wrap up with that, Rich. I know we still got a little bit of time left, but was there anything else that you wanted to cover?
Yeah, David. Well, you know, it's funny you're talking about – I mean, not funny. It's what you talked about. I mean, look – that's why we started doing this business. I don't know if he's on the call, but I know I'm excited about, you know, David Green, and I know he shared in Slack, but I was like, you know, I just wanted to highlight it because you talked about, look, we can do this business from everywhere, and that's why we started this. I mean, we made that little cartoon video early on because we were tired of traveling, and our income was tied to physical locations, and nothing wrong with that. I mean, part of a lifestyle is flexibility. You know, Dave and I, we're not against going in the field. We'll go in the field, especially for bigger sales, and nothing wrong with that. We got agents that sell in the field. Totally great. But learning and a lot of agents, maybe that's what they need to do for a time, right? Because there's a lot of agents that are comfortable selling in the field face-to-face. Keep doing it. Sell face-to-face while you're learning how to sell over the phone. But the beautiful thing is, once you get the skill set, it's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to sell over the phone, you've got it. Once you learn how to sell Final Expense over the phone, you've got it, right? Then you can learn another product if you want to, or you just stay with Final Expense. But once you get it, you got it, and now you can go anywhere. It's like we're tied down. We have our family and my boys in school, but my wife, I tell her all the time, we can go anywhere. Literally, we can live anywhere. We can work anywhere. We are not tied to any physical location, and it's a business that we have that we can grow and scale, and that's what everybody has the same opportunity to do. And David, we'll start talking about him. You know, he lives in Guatemala. He's from the U.S., but has lived in Guatemala for a long time, entrepreneur, successful. And you know what? He's selling life insurance in the U.S. from Guatemala. We've had some people do it in Europe that were there temporarily, but it's pretty cool. Like, he's living in Guatemala. But you know what? Maybe some of you on the call one day, you know, maybe you love where you are, whatever, but maybe one day you want to retire and you want to go somewhere else but still be able to earn an income. You can do that when you have the skill to sell over the phone. It has total flexibility. Or whether you want to move or go to South America or Europe, whatever, to be able to travel but still be able to work. I know it's something John Mantooth does. He'll go on vacations and try to pay for his vacation because he'll just take a couple of days and make some sales. And so that's the beautiful thing about this business. But it's tough in the beginning, right? When you're just learning, you got to stay with it. You got to pay the price because, you know, while we talk about a lifestyle and you need to have a dream, you need to have something that you're focused on, it takes work to get there, right? It takes discipline to get there. And so that's what I want to encourage you all to do. But I hope you are dreaming and excited. I mean, you know what? Once you hit a level, like once you write 20,000, you always know you can do it. You don't go back down. I mean, that's one thing Dave and I have learned in our careers. Like once you learn how to make a sale in a day, you at least know it's possible to make a sale in a day. Once you make two sales in a day, you know it's possible that you can make two sales in a day. Once you have a hat trick and make three sales in a day, you know it's possible. The thing, why that's so important is, yeah, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a couple bad days. But once you understand you have the ability to do three or sometimes even four in a day, you can make up your entire week. If you've had a terrible week, it could all change today. Right, you could maybe be a pretty good producer and only sitting at a couple sales, but what if you run off three or four sales today? And because once you do it, you know you have the ability to do it. And so it's tough in the beginning because you're having to challenge your beliefs that you're not sure if you can do it, and you just got to keep challenging that. You got to stay with it. You got to stretch it, and then that's how you're going to get to really creating the business that you want, to create the lifestyle that you want. So hey, we're excited. We want to keep improving. We want to keep getting better.
Hey, Rick,
excited about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man, you nailed it so good, and we got a couple of minutes. And I want to touch on one thing that you said, because David Green, you know, that's so awesome. And let me tell you something. Rich and I, and we're going to share more on this at the family reunion in August, and I actually want some other agents to share their stories as well. But, I mean, this business, it's so great to be able to do from anywhere else. But it's also a blessing to have the skill set to understand that you can protect your family no matter what, no matter what happens. Look, when Rich and I started in this business, we had our income completely taken away. And not only did we work from everywhere and anywhere, whether it was vacation, that first 12 months, you know, we were working all the time, 24/7. But the beauty of it was we could still go to the beach. During that period, we just had to do a little bit of work every day, right? I mean, I remember Rich sending me pictures of a bed, you know, like a bedroom closet on vacation, saying, here's my office for the day, and laughing about it. But you know what? Looking back, what an absolute blessing that is. You know, even through the hard times, that's just a part of the journey, right? Like Rich said, when you know how to make a sale a day, if you go through a dry spell, it doesn't matter. You just got to keep doing it, right? What if the world shut down again? What if someone lost their full-time job? What if those things happened? This is a skill set. It has so many benefits to it. And people selling remotely, right? It's learned. It's a great opportunity. So if you're new in this business, just understand, hey, stumbling's a part of the business. Just keep doing it, right? You know, cold streaks and dry spells, that's just a part of the business. So if it happens or when it happens, don't get down, get through it. What an unbelievable opportunity Summit Life Group is. Everybody on this call is successful at selling over the phone. And they all have a story. And it's something that you now have a new sense of confidence. You know, we have avenues for you to grow more and more and more. But understanding the fundamentals of having the ability to make a sale every day from anywhere in the world, literally. I mean, my old roommate was in Europe and made sales. So it just goes to show time after time, you know, once you learn it, it goes anywhere with you. This thing is yours. This is a skill that you own and you possess and that you can help people with. So I just wanted to close with that. What a great call today. And let's get out there and have a great day.
Hey, let's finish strong. We'll see you guys in Slack. Let's have a big Friday and a good success Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.